From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Under consideration at the UN Security Council at this hour, an arms embargo against the Libyan government, a travel ban, and an asset freeze against Muammar Gaddafi, his relatives, and key regime members. Inside Libya, NPR's Jason Bobien reports Gaddafi's grip on power appears to have diminished significantly.
Colonel Gaddafi is no longer at all in charge of what's happening in this city in the east of the country. There are young men out in the streets directing traffic. All of the government buildings are either closed or burned down. There are no police out on the streets. We did see some military, but they were openly pledging their allegiance to the revolution that has occurred in the east of Libya.
NPR's Jason Bobien in Tobruk, Libya. There was a Libyan desert rescue by British military jets today. The UK reports two of its jets entered Libyan airspace and picked up scores of civilians, many of them oil workers. Ever so slowly, changes are afoot in Egypt's government. We get more on this story from NPR's Peter Kenyon in Cairo.
The panel is recommending only 2 4-year terms for the Egyptian president, a change sure to be welcomed by young Egyptians who knew only one president during Hosni Mubarak's nearly 3-decade rule. The proposals would also create competitive elections overseen by the judiciary, a reaction to the balloting in 2005 and 2010 that saw the ruling party win huge victories amid complaints of widespread irregularities. If these changes are approved by referendum, it will be easier for independent candidates to run for office, according to members of the panel. The Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, in charge of the country since Mubarak stepped down, has promised to hold elections within 6 months. Some analysts have worried that Egypt's nascent secular parties won't be ready by then. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Protesters gathered across the nation in solidarity with public workers' unions in Wisconsin. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reports that bad weather wasn't going to stop them.
This was the third big rally this week at the Michigan Capitol by unionized teachers, police officers, and other public workers opposed to bills introduced in the legislature after Republicans swept into control of state government last year. Grand Rapids Public Schools teacher Alan Exo says he's here because he's concerned about bargaining rights.
I feel as a worker I have the right to bargain for what I feel my services are worth and the standard of living I feel I deserve.
Democrats and labor organizers say they hope protesters will continue to show up at the Michigan Capitol in coming days and weeks, and that demonstrations like these may signal a reversal in their political fortunes in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.
From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. A second American has been detained in Pakistan, this time in the northwest city of Peshawar, on allegations of being in the country on an expired visa. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the arrest comes as Pakistan's intelligence agency says it will scrutinize the details of Americans in the country in the wake of the Raymond Davis affair involving a CIA security contractor charged with killing two Pakistanis.
Police in Peshawar presented Aaron Mark DeHaven handcuffed before a magistrate Saturday, saying he'd overstayed his visa. Police say that forces from the special branch of the police questioned DeHaven as he sat in his car outside a Kentucky Fried Chicken outlet in an area of the city known as University Town. When he failed to produce a timely visa, he was arrested. DeHaven, who is married to a Pakistani, is reported to have told the court that he had come to Pakistan on a business visa, which expired last year and for which he had sought an extension. DeHaven works for a firm known as Catalyst Services that provides security and construction. The U.S. Embassy says U.S. consulate representatives have met DeHaven, whom the court ordered remanded to judicial custody until Monday. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
In Iraq, early today, at that nation's largest oil refinery, attackers set off bombs, sparking a fire that forced the plant to shut down. At least one worker was killed, another wounded. Now officials estimate the refinery will be back in operation in the coming week. New Yorker Victor Mooney is trying for a third time to row across the Atlantic. He left a marina in Cape Verde off the coast of West Africa this morning. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support.